This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
It was pretty bad. That's what one official says he's learning about the tornado that slammed into southeastern Missouri this morning, about 50 miles south of St. Louis. There are reports of deaths and widespread destruction. The Storm Prediction Center's John Hart says more tornadoes could hit the Midwest and the South today.
Cities like Memphis and Indianapolis and Cincinnati, Fort Louisville, Kentucky, these areas will be at risk of fast-moving storms producing wind damage, trees down, power lines down, things like that. And, of course, the potential for a few tornadoes across the region as well.
Today, former President Trump is posting a message on his social media network saying the people see what's going on and they will not allow it to continue. The AP's Sagar Magani on Donald Trump's legal troubles.
The first ex-president to ever face criminal charges.
34 felony counts of falsifying business records in the first degree.
Manhattan prosecutor Alvin Bragg. Trump pleaded not guilty to all charges.
This fake case was brought only to interfere with the upcoming 2024 election.
After sitting stone-faced in the Manhattan court, Trump later told cheering supporters at his Florida estate this is just the latest far-left bid to beat him, this time through the legal system instead of the ballot box.
Russian President Putin says Moscow's relations with Washington are in deep crisis. Putin's alleging that something Washington did in 2014 led to Russia sending troops into Ukraine. Washington's support for protests in Kyiv in 2014 that ousted a pro-Kremlin president. Three firefighters have been injured, one critically, while fighting a fire in a high-rise building on Chicago's north side. No word yet on how the fire started. This is AP News. The man who came up with the board game Catan has died. The AP's Margie Zarletta has this story.
Klaus Teuber, the creator of the board game Catan, has died after a brief illness, according to his family. He was 70. Klaus Teuber was a dental technician in Germany when he created the game originally called The Settlers of Catan in his basement in the 1980s. The game was introduced in 1995 and has sold tens of millions of copies. It's available in 40 languages and has created dozens of spin-offs. Teuber told the New Yorker magazine in 2014 he left the dental job in 1998 when he felt that Catan could feed his family. The Catan studio team says while Teuber's contributions to board games is immeasurable, they will remember him most as a kind and selfless human being. I'm Margie Zarletta.
An electric Ram pickup truck debuted at the New York Auto Show this morning with up to 500 miles of range per charge, 654 horsepower. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.